Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, Southern Utah, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. This is the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show, and we are looking
for... Elder Care Radio Specialist.
That's right. We are your Elder Care Specialist on the radio today, trying to change the holidays a little bit, because this is a different holiday today.
Well, trying to fit the changes of the holiday, right? Trying to adapt to all that is different.
So, Andy, anything different for you this year?
Not that much, actually, to be honest with you. Not
is that code for you are going to have family coming to see you?
I was going to say, don't.
No, yeah, yes. I am going to have my kids visit.
And, good for you.
And actually, some of them are already here.
Fun.
And that's a good thing. But for a lot of our patients and a lot of people out there, I mean, the fear that's just racking everybody is impressive.
And, you know, I want to say again, it's not that we don't validate that COVID is real and there's changes. The virus itself is mutated, and so there's other concerns. But it is too stressful and taxing on our bodies to focus on the negative. We need to focus on the good. It's with the good, setting the stresses aside and focusing on the good, that we feel better, that we feel happier, that we can enjoy more. And so we really do want to encourage everybody to focus on all that's good. And there's been a lot of positive that's come out of COVID.
Yes. We've had opportunity to do a little self-reflection and I guess move away from some of the things that we're used to being all wrapped up in. Certainly there's a lot of stresses that come from, you know, losing jobs and that, but I think we're a little closer in families sometimes.
I definitely think that families, by and large, have grown closer together. We've started to realize things that we can do in our home. How about you, Andy? Grandchildren, families, talking about changes that have been positive with COVID?
I know there have been some memes about this, but generally speaking, if you're kind of a homebody, this hasn't been too bad for you because you know, all those things that you're obligated to go to, they canceled them all. So you're allowed to stay home. That's actually been a real positive for me and my wife because we're not super social. We're not social bugs really. And so when the party was canceled, we're like, oh darn. Yeah.
For me, and you know, this is not everybody. I understand that. But one of the things that I struggled with the most was the amount of sports that the times, oh my goodness, you know, if my kids play football and the daily regimen for football and then the games, I mean, it kind of consumes your life. And we have put so much into that that when they had to cut it back a little bit, it took so much stress out of my life. And it just felt better to spend more time with my kids. We've played a lot more family games, and I hope you have too. I've seen a lot of good out of it.
Well, and while everybody else has been able to stay home, we've been exceptionally busy this holiday season.
Really
same here. Same here.
It's, you know, as people's lives change and we have an opportunity again to reach out into the community and meet more people, we're seeing, you know, more opportunity for us to help them. And so we've been busy, you know, man, work until 8, 9 o'clock at night. We get home and about all we have time to do is a little bit of family games before we put everybody to bed.
Which brings up an important point. So it's always, I think everybody does this, you know, you have these plans in your day. For us, for instance, of course, it was preparing for Christmas, right? Because the holiday's upon us.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
Well, that was kind of my point.
We're guys. We haven't shopped yet, Kaylee.
Our whole family.
Oh, okay.
We're going to postpone gift giving this year, I think, until after the first of the year.
Don't you just kind of reprioritize? And given the industry that we're in, when our senior families need help, everything else goes to the side, right? We rush to their care and their need. And my family, I must say, I've been so proud of them. They have been so wonderful about it because they've all really stepped up and even helped everywhere they could. But when we're, you know, running when we have plans to go shopping and then I have to call and say, I can't go shopping today. I have to take care of some patient needs. They're all wonderful about it. Of course you do. Go do that. And I've just been really pleased with how wonderful and supportive they've been of this industry and this choice that we've made to change the face of palliative care, to actually enlighten our community on what palliative care is and introduce a new concept, take the fear out of hospice and introduce the palliative provision that you're entitled to that you haven't been getting up till now.
Right, because for a lot of the people that we're talking to, you know, they're overcome with fear because obviously all the news is about the bad news of COVID. You know, there's now a new strain out. There's, you know, questions about the vaccine, travel restrictions, quarantines, you know, all those. And the fear of increases in cases after the holidays, you know, that surge. But one of the things we want to make sure everybody understands is those are things that you and I, Andy, you can't, and I can't do anything about those things. Right.
So, not a thing. Nope.
So spending our time worrying about those things isn't going to change them at all. And so if we can put that aside, if we can not worry about that and we can just focus on the things we can do something about, it'll stress and worry doesn't help us in our health. It's deteriorating. It's terrible. And when we're doing that, trying to huddle in our own home, you know, trying to stay in that cold, dark cave or that warm, dark cave, sheltered from the world, we sometimes lose focus on the things that we can control. And so actually today we'd like to encourage everybody, everybody who's listening, to take control of something different and let's look at it differently. Let's try and not worry about COVID today. And I'm going to make a recommendation that you just get out and go for a walk in your own community. Take off your mask. Enjoy the fresh air. Look at, this is a nice, it's a beautiful world that we're living in.
Well, and remember, if you're walking in your community, you're likely to be social distancing. There aren't a lot of other people passing in your neighborhoods. So it's a safe way to get a good, deep breath of fresh air and enjoy the sunlight. Take the vitamin D in from the sunlight and just walk and see the beauties of the world all around us. Focus on all those things that are good and precious in our lives.
Because here in the southern part of southern Utah, this is great weather. Now in Cedar City, you know, it's a little colder. You might have to bundle up. But still, get out because we've been hibernating for a very long time. And if we can get out and get more connected to the world, I think we'll realize that this probably isn't the end of the world. A 99.7% recovery rate from a virus is probably not going to be the end of the world.
And if you're going to focus on the good, they've actually increased. I've heard many, you know, numbers go up as high as 99.9 on the recovery rate. Yes, we've had a mutated virus, but they expect the numbers to remain the same. They've decreased the number of days in quarantine, which means that we, as a society, are getting control of this, even though the news is saying it's out of control. So start to focus on all those things that are good. Try and brush the stresses of everyday life away. Focus on those things that make you happy and take control of those things you can control.
So really, just get outside. And if you can't go for a walk, at least go sit on your front porch for a while and you know, engage with your neighbors if you can. Carry a mask with if you're going to walk so that if you do pass one of your neighbors that's also listening to this radio program and is out walking, that you can stop and talk to them. Because wear a mask, that's polite. Even if, and I'm just going to say this, even if you have COVID or a positive test for COVID, go ahead and get out and do some walking. Enjoy the world we live in, because that's, don't think that you are a pariah. We had a patient we were talking to that actually felt that if they went out, the police might arrest them or that they were breaking the law because they had a positive COVID test. No, it's, you don't want to infect anybody else, but you can't do that just walking out your front door. It's, you know, it takes time, you know, in close contact with people to pass those on. So really, we would encourage everybody to take a step back from the problems and look for some great opportunities to just enjoy the simple things in life today.
Any thoughts on that, Andy?
No, I love it. And you're absolutely right. I thought about that often, but we've already had the police here in Washington County say, look, we're not going to, arrest anybody. We're not going to pull anybody over and check and see if they have had it or if they have a card or anything like that. So,
right.
Yeah, good advice.
And if you do have it and you're out having a nice walk and just, of course, put your mask on if somebody's passing in case they stop to talk to you, absolutely be safe about it. But we know from our childhood, you know, if you have an illness, as soon as you start to feel better, well enough, your mother was encouraging you to get up and move around, walk, get outside, and get back to your day-to-day. Why? That's how we recover. That's how we, you know, get better. So
And take the mask off.
Don't look at this any different.
Yeah, take the mask off so you can smile at that neighbor across the street so that he can see it or she can see it, because that's important. We are used to seeing facial expressions, and these masks don't allow that. So really, we encourage that quite a bit. So there have been a lot of other things this holiday season. Like I said, we haven't gotten any of our shopping done, so it's going to be different. We are going to be focusing on those things that aren't related to presents.
Which has been really exciting for me, because I'm not really one of those people that really love the commercial side of it, and not to an extreme. I mean, I'd like my kids to have, you know, Santa to come and a present to open under the tree, but I'm often just the stress of the holiday. I question why we do it, and I feel like if we all feel the same way, that there's too much focus and emphasis on the commercialism of the holiday season, why aren't we all getting together and saying less presents and less $1,000 a person or whatever it is in gifts? It's just gotten kind of out of control. This is a chance for us, an opportunity to regroup, to say it's not about the big presents. It's about
the food.
About the family, right? And about the you know, the season that we're celebrating, which is Christ's birth. And that is not for everybody. For some, it's Hanukkah. And that's, I mean, all these wonderful celebrations, reasons that we celebrate at this time of year. Let's focus on the family. Let's include the purpose instead of the gifts in our celebration.
Well, and in our past years, we've had time in the evenings to go through some classic Christmas stories with our kids, like Ugly Kitty. And,
that's not as Christmassy as, but it was one of my kids' favorites.
The oranges, the story about the oranges.
The Davy's Christmas, different kind of Christmas. Oh, Magi, the gift of the Magi.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And so we've accumulated all of these stories, and every night we would read them for a while, and we haven't done that. So that's going to be a big part of our celebration over the next few days.
Why Christmas trees aren't perfect. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Why Christmas trees aren't perfect.
What's your favorite Christmas story?
Ooh, wow. Put me on the spot here. There's one called The Christmas Box. It's pretty good.
The Christmas Box.
Yes,
I have to look that one up. I'm not sure I've read that one.
The Christmas Orange is a great story. Mm-hmm. I think really from when I was like, first read it when I was like 10 years old, the Gift of the Magi. It was one of my favorites, an example of people sacrificing for each other. Still makes me sad. She cut her hair, though.
Yes.
Does anybody? I know. Well, here's the part that I shouldn't admit this. That story has frustrated my daughter and I every time we argue over whether or not we should read it, because it frustrates me that her hair is going to grow back, but he's never going to get that heirloom watch back.
Never thought about that. But if she cut it really short, it's going to be years probably before it gets back to her.
It won't matter how many years pass. He's not going to get his heirloom watch back.
This is my wife that has these positions. So you just have to get to know her. So all those stories. In fact, if you have, radio audience, if you have a story that you think is great, we would like to add that to our collection for our family. So if you could give us a call and tell us about it, we'd love to hear it.
That's the one thing we enjoy the most, is reading Christmas stories. Each day of the year, we, you know, read a few stories at night. We've been less able to this time as we've been growing and developing our business. But
So we're going to ramp that up Christmas morning. We'll be doing that till everybody's crying.
It'll be fun. Willie and Annie's Christmas. If you have ever heard that story, you have to call and tell me, because that is my favorite. Look it up, Andy.
Okay.
Read it to your children that are coming to visit. It's a great one.
Willie and Annie.
Willie and Annie's Christmas.
Okay. All right. I'm going to write it down right now.
Okay. All right.
So last week we spoke briefly about our goals of helping all of our senior community in their homes as far as getting medical care, having opportunities to actually see a doctor, because many doctors are now
doing telehealth.
Yeah, they're just doing telehealth, and you don't get that same interaction. You don't have that opportunity, and the doctor may not have that opportunity to find out more about you.
And dare I say it, there's a lot to be said about actually the face-to-face contact, right? I think that doctors are more able to detect illnesses or things that are going wrong, and the patients feel more at ease, or they slip into the information itself. And so I think that telehealth, it has a great place. It's important. But
it gives people more opportunity to get some health care. It's just not as complete a health care package.
Things can be missed.
So integrating with more face-to-face, in-person care, telehealth will be an advantage in the future. But for right now, it seems to be a problem because doctors are busy trying to do telehealth, and they're not seeing all the patients that they might be able to otherwise, and the patients aren't seeing the doctors. And while we may not notice specific declines from day to day, we may, you know, we can look back 6 months and say, well, yeah, my life is a little different, or my grandparents' life is different because they're not able to do the same things. And it's important to keep up on that so that we know where those things are and progressing. So we have qualified nurses with great experience that we've gotten.
Here's the gift. Listen carefully. Here's our gift to you for Christmas. Merry Christmas. Go ahead, Richard.
We are going to do in-home health assessments with qualified staff at no cost.
Complete health assessments by very qualified staff. And if they pick up on anything, they will bring it back to our medical directors, who will collaborate on how to treat your symptoms and how to help you. So that's a free service. We're going to answer any of your medical questions, talk about any of those little ticks or parts of your body that are hurting, or questions that you might have, wounds that may have appeared. So this radio program really is about, we'd like you to remember to try and bring your loved ones home from the facilities, and we'll give you all of the support that you need, help to put a plan together to make that possible for you for this holiday season. And our gift is a free medical clinical assessment that will be done by a registered nurse with a lot of experience. And if there's any questions she can't answer, or if she picks up on anything that she feels needs medical attention, she'll bring it back to our in-house medical director, who will help assess and treat your problem. So that's a great gift. It's free.
Another important part of that is we will include your own physician in that conversation. We'll integrate with them and get them informed of that and bring those things to their attention.
Also. Absolutely. That's a good point. We really encourage your primary physician to always remain involved with your care. We never ask you to give that up. We have your primary care physician collaborate and work with us. So that's an important piece of information. But if you don't have a physician, or you haven't seen one recently, we do have an in-house doctor that will attend to your needs as well.
Right. So again, that offers for all of our senior community. Anybody who feels that they would like to have a better assessment of their health, or if they have noticed that they aren't in the same place they were medically the last time they saw their doctor, then let's get that to you and make that easy.
I guess we should give our number and tell you that there's no insurance necessary. It's completely free. We did start this offer last week and have had so much support in the community, and we want to keep this offer going. Our Merry Christmas gift to you, free clinical assessment. Our telephone number is 435-477-6999. Again, 435-477-6999. Let's talk a little bit about who we are again and why we're here. As Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, we are here to help you realize that the word hospice is not supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be a time for you to live your highest and best quality of life for as long as you're living. We will do everything within our power to help you check things off of your bucket list and to get things in order. It's a perfect time for you. So if you are struggling, a senior struggling to care for a loved one, or maybe you're at home alone now and you're struggling to take care of your needs, please give us a call. Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999. Give us a call with no obligation. Let us discuss what palliative care is, why we're here. We'll tell you our story when we have a little more time. There's never an obligation. But one thing that's really important, one of the things that the questions that always comes up is, do you give up your insurance? No, you do not. Is there a lot of cost? Is it expensive? No, as a matter of fact, for most of our seniors, it's 100% free. If you require more services, we can talk about, you know, how we can help you, reach out to the community for you and get some complimentary services. There are resources available for that will really cover most of your needs. And most of our seniors don't realize that. So remember, hospice is not just about dying. Well, it's definitely not about dying at all, but it's not just about cancer. It can be congestive heart failure, cardiopulmonary disease, COPD, dementia, Alzheimer's, liver disease, neurological conditions, renal disease, Huntington disease, Parkinson's disease. If there is a plethora of eligibilities, please give us a call. Let us help you and tell you more. But consider bringing your loved ones home from the facilities where you can enjoy time with them and love them.
And if you're trying to determine whether there's anything that we can do to help, you don't have to make that final decision. You don't have to be a medical expert. You don't have to worry about the condition itself. If you or a loved one are having a change in your daily abilities, where your life just isn't the same as it was, just give us a call. Let us talk to you. Let us see if there are solutions that are available help you improve your life. If we can bring help to make your life a little easier and a little better so that you can focus on better things than just the problem that exists, like we started with COVID. If all we do is focus on the bad, then we never have any real opportunity to enjoy this life that we are given. So let's see if we can focus more on living a good life instead of having to just worry about the bad.
So remember, if you have a condition, if you're struggling with your activities of daily living a little bit more, if you're finding moving around a little bit harder, if you're finding it a little bit harder to take care of your day-to-day living or taking care of a loved one, if you've noticed that a neighbor is struggling, or maybe you just want to know in advance, many of our wonderful seniors in this community call us and the first thing they say is, I'm not ready now, but I want to know about your program. I want to know about the resources available. We had one patient that, they're not a patient. They called in advance and she said, my husband has Parkinson's disease. He is not in late stages, but I want to be prepared and I want to know what resources are out there to help me when I can't do this anymore. And that's what we're suggesting. Call and find out what resources are available to you because I think you'd be surprised. And they are for free. Some of them are state-run programs. Some of them are federal-run programs. Medicare has a program for seniors that you do not realize how much benefit they can bring to you, how much help we can bring to you in your home. And you don't have to fear it because there's no obligation. You can get on it and get off it just as quickly as your heart desires. So you wouldn't want to get off it, but that's been a question like, what happens? Do I give up my insurance? Do I give everything up? Nope, it's all about you. Benefits choice, beneficiary's choice.
And we've been getting a lot of calls on my phone. If we didn't answer your call, we are going to be calling you right back as soon as we get off the radio.
435-477-6999. Thank you. Merry Christmas.